don't know why I let that mean woman make me a fool. She took all my money, wrecked my new car. Now she's with one of my good time buddies. They're drinking in some crosstown bar. Sometimes I feel.
Those are good burgers, Walter.
Shut the fuck up, Tony.
Yeah, sure is. Good burger.
before you slip into unconsciousness. I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss. The days are bright and filled with pain, and close me in your gentle rain. The time you ran was ill, insane. We'll meet again, we'll meet again. That never die. Deliver me from reasons why I'd rather cry, I'd rather fly.
never expect to see you again. For I'm bound to ride that Northern Railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon that train.
Perhaps you'll die upon this train.
Oh,
I ask you something? I've wanted to ask you this all night. Who's Franklin?
Franklin? Franklin is my husband.
Really? Is that, his loft then?
He owns it, yes.
Let's see. Well, do you live with him?
No, he's in Turkey. Look, I stayed with my husband for 3 days. I was very young when I got married. My husband was a movie freak. Actually, he was particularly obsessed with one movie. The Wizard of Oz. He talked about it constantly. I thought it was cute at first. On our wedding night, I was a virgin. When we made love, you've seen the film, haven't you?
The Wizard of Oz? Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, when we made love, whenever he, you know, when he came, he would just scream out, "Surrender, Dorothy." That's all. Just surrender, Dorothy.
Wow.
Oh, instead of moaning or saying, "Oh, God," or something normal like that. I mean, it was pretty creepy. And I told him I thought so, but he just couldn't stop. He just couldn't stop. He just couldn't stop. He said he didn't even realize it was happening. He just couldn't stop. So I just broke the whole thing off.
There's a sweet little girl that lives down the street. Some people think she's square, but I say she's sweet. You can see her every day strolling up and down the way, looking so pretty, and this is what I say. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Woo, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Baby, blue eyes, long black hair, pimple cheeks, and she's no square. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Woo, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Ruby lips, shapely hips. When she walk down the streets, all the cats flip. She's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Love to sing, hot rod queen. She's real gone in everything. She's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Ah! Real gone in everything. She's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. When the music's hot, loves to bop, she dance to the jukebox pop. She's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Yeah, she's got it. Oh, oh, she's got it. Ooh.
Saturday Night Live will be seen immediately following this excellent report.
You are watching Cable 10, Aurora, Illinois Community Access Channel.
Mike Brown, special report, party time, excellent!
Woo! Okay. Welcome to Wayne's World Special Report. I'm your excellent and informed host, Wayne Campbell. With me, as always, is Garth.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. Okay. For the last 72 hours, all we've been doing is watching television coverage of the war in the Gulf. Non-stop!
We haven't been out of this basement in 3 days!
We got 3 sets down here, man. It's a media circus! One set is on CNN, one set is on NBC, and one's on ABC. We didn't even bother with CBS because I'm sorry. Their coverage sucks. Sorry. Dan Rather, not. Okay, we've been surviving on a diet of Pizza Hut pizza and Jolt Cola. So we're a little fried.
Yeah, man.
But we're riding a humongoid caffeine and sugar buzz. I mean, I could bend spoons with my mind.
I'm so tired that for a while there, I was starting to hallucinate, man. At about 4 in the morning, Garrick Utley started to look like an alien. I just wanted to grab his big head and go,
okay, our job tonight is more to inform than to entertain, because after 72 hours of nonstop 3-set intense watching, I mean, we got so sucked into the coverage, you know, we didn't even bother to go upstairs. I mean, we just whizzed in the laundry room sink, you know? So, I don't mean to be conceited, but we are now experts in the field of military hardware and media coverage. All right, Garth, quiz me.
All right, what is the range and speed of the Patriot missile?
All right, the MIM-104 Patriot, a surface-to-air missile with a range of 37 miles at a speed of Mach 3, primarily used against aircraft, yes, but battle-tested for the first time against Scuds.
He shoots his Scuds! Okay. Right. Excellent!
Okay. All right, okay. Now it's time for the best worst list of media coverage.
Best worst, party time, excellent.
Okay, all right.
Okay, best name of a correspondent.
Britt Hume, ABC. Jeez, I wish that was my name. It sounds like James Bond, you know?
Hume, Britt Hume.
All right. Congratulations, good work, my friend. Okay. Okay, worst name. CNN Pentagon correspondent Wolf Blitzer. Shia, you're right.
It's so obvious the guy made it up for the war.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
I know. It's like, hi, we now take you to our war correspondent, Howitzer Explosion Guy. Okay. Best military hardware name, Scud.
Scud. Scud, a Soviet-made short-range ballistic missile with a speed of Mach 1 and a range of 300 miles.
Good work, my friend.
Excellent.
Yeah, okay.
Woo!
You know, the first time I heard the word Scud, I thought it was like, you know when you see like a really pretty chick walking down the street, you know, about 30 feet away, and you go, hello, babe alert, right? But when you get closer, you go, oh my God, she's a Scud. You know, just like the missiles, right? You've got medium-range chick scuds and long-range chick scuds. It's brutal.
All right, worst map. Nightline, ABC. What were they thinking?
No, it's like a sandbox. I built a volcano in the third grade that looked better. Okay, best video, the Pentagon smart bomb tape. You know, the one that's so accurate it goes through the door? You know, the bomb that goes, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ka.
Ka who?
Kaboom! Okay, worst going to commercial war theme.
CNN, man. It was just a bunch of drums.
Hey, spend some money. It's a war. Boom, boom, boom. All right, best haircut, Ted Koppel. It looks natural.
Not. Side part. Watch the wind, Ted. Whoa! Whoa! All right. Interesting opening line in a network program.
Okay, easy. Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Thank you. ever dry. A judgment made can never pay.
Steve Austin in the middle of the ring. Austin clotheslines Mike. Mikey!
Panic on the streets of London. Panic on the streets of Birmingham. I wonder to myself, could life ever be sane again?
Smell better out here.
Frank.
There you are. Cafe Rose. Latte.
Latte.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
You all right?
Yeah.
That's a fancy way of saying coffee with milk.
$2.50.
So you been talking to your brothers?
No, I ain't talking to them in years. Probably best for them. What the hell I'm gonna do out here, Richie? I don't know how I'm gonna live.
Hey, I told you. I ain't gonna let you starve, all right?
Obviously, you ain't starving.
Bagels and blintzes, they will catch up with you, you know?
Yeah, where we gonna go? Well, chill out, walk around.
What is this?
Expensive sneakers. About $100 a pair.
Frederick Douglass Boulevard. This used to be 8th Avenue. Why they call it Frederick Douglass Boulevard, man? This was me, Richie, right here. This was all me. Back in my day, there was so many niggas out here buying dope, could have made a Tarzan movie. You know, one phone call, I'd be right back in business. You know that, though.
You don't do that, Frank. These days, I keep all my promises.
Why'd you come and get me, huh?
You're a superstar, Frank.
Superstar?
Your evidence alone gave me 150 convictions. So the least we could do is give you a ride home.
Yeah, you sure did that. You gave me a ride home. Free ride. Come to gangsters.
What?
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing, man. That's light right there.
Even a fool gets to be young once.
Hey, snap ahead, I'm talking to someone. You want the back of the jacket one time? Fucking phenomenal. Yeah, it's a beautiful world, isn't it? It's a beautiful fucking world. It sucks, eh? Fuck you. Another guy trying to impress his boyfriend. See, I just don't get that whole gay thing at all. To me, that's just common sense, you know? I don't see how a guy lays on the beach, looks at another guy's hairy ass and says, oh yeah.
Couldn't we stay?